Hey, it's Jocelyn here with Positivity in Pregnancy and Motherhood, and I am looking forward to giving you another episode specifically on giving yourself grace and what that means and kind of how to do it. So let's jump into the episode. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, host of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast. I help pregnant women and mothers to find positivity in their season of life through changing their thoughts to work for them and not against them. I help mothers find the small, doable steps in thought and action without making drastic changes to their everyday mom life, and I can help you. Thanks for joining. For those of you who don't know me very well, I am Jocelyn and I have 4 kids. I am pregnant with my 5th baby and I also had a miscarriage in there. And pregnancy has been a difficult and very hard season for me. I have struggled to maintain positive thoughts, but I have wanted to maintain positive thoughts because I feel like God has wanted me to have more children. And in order to do that, I had to change what I was thinking about pregnancy. And God kind of led me on this journey of learning how to do that. And then He has now prompted me to share what I have learned with you. And so that's what I strive to do on this podcast. But I also have a mini course for that morning sick time when you are feeling absolutely miserable and terrible. You can't get anything done. You can't hardly leave the toilet because you're just puking all the time and you're wondering why. Why am I doing this? Why is this so hard? So I know during that time it's really hard to do anything. And so that's why these are just videos and audios that you can listen to or watch to help encourage you to think the positive thoughts during pregnancy instead of dwelling on all of the negative. And it sounds simple, but it is so powerful. And it has even helped me this 5th pregnancy to improve even a little bit more than I had before. I'm still a work in progress, as you've probably heard on this podcast. And I still work through negativity all the time, which is something that we're going to talk about today. So that course is made for those who are sick and miserable. But if you're just struggling to find positivity, the videos aren't all about morning sickness. In fact, there's only a handful that are about morning sickness. The rest just encourage you to shift those negative thoughts in pregnancy, and they are pregnancy specific, to find more positive ones. So if that interests you, I encourage you to check that out. It's the top link in the show notes. Today I wanted to talk about giving yourself grace, though, because this has been on my mind. I just kind of had the realization the other day that at the time of this recording, I'm around 2 months away from baby coming, maybe a little less depending on like what due date. Kind of, I actually have 2 due dates, which is weird. But anyway, it kind of got me thinking about all the things I want to do before baby comes. And I have quite the list. I have projects that I really would like to finish and get done before he comes. So I'm going to tell you some of those projects and how I've, like, even this morning when I woke up, I had to use the restroom at like 6 in the morning and I was just going to go back to bed, but my mind started thinking about all the things I need to do to get ready for baby and all the projects I want to finish. One of them is a rocking chair. I bought a rocking chair a couple years back on Facebook Marketplace that I want to, like, repaint. I want to change the pad. It's got like a little pad on it and I want to remake it and sew a different cover on it. Our picnic quilt, we used to have a jean picnic quilt that I would take to the park or to soccer games. And it got moldy in my car over the winter and it's just gross. And I couldn't even wash it out. So I've been starting cutting stuff to make the picnic quilt, but I would like to have that finished before baby comes. I would like to get freezer meals done and a bunch of meals in the freezer so that after I have baby, I don't have to spend a lot of time on my feet preparing meals. I have a desk in one of the rooms that is very heavy that I cannot lift, and my husband can't lift by himself, but I kind of would like it moved so I can have room to put the crib there. And this is another thing that's kind of in the back of my mind. And also, I don't have my baby boy clothes yet. My husband's cousin said that they would give us their baby clothes because they're done with boys. And anyway, I don't have those yet. And so I need to get those gathered. And I just have all of these things that I would like to do and that I would like to get done. And I imagine you're probably thinking about all the things that you have that you would like to do and get done. Maybe you're in that sick phase and you just can't get things done and they're getting neglected. And so it feels like your list is building. It can feel very heavy to feel like you can't get these things done, that you cannot do them. But I want to talk to you about giving yourself grace and what that means. That means being okay that things are getting neglected or they're not getting all the way done, and being okay with it. This is an intentional thought process. That means most times you are going to have to think through this to be okay with it. Otherwise, you're going to live in guilt, and living in guilt keeps you stuck in negativity, which is the opposite of what we are striving for here on this podcast. We are trying to find positivity during pregnancy, and we don't want to stay stuck in that guilt. And so I had to walk myself through this process this morning when I was awake at 6 o'clock and wanting to go back to bed. I had to tell myself, you know what? If the rocking chair doesn't get done, it's going to be okay. I've had the rocking chair for 2+ years and it's been just fine. It's okay. If the quilt doesn't get done, it's okay. I have another little fleece blanket in my trunk that we can use. If the freezer meals don't get done, it's okay. You can buy freezer meals at the store these days. You don't have to make them. And so I was kind of just talking myself through all these things that I could let go of if they didn't get done. Because as moms, we usually have a pretty full plate. I have chosen to homeschool my kids. I have a small candle company. I help my husband with his paperwork. I choose to make homemade meals most nights of the month. And those are things that also take priority. And then you add on top of that that I am pregnant. I get tired more easily. I occasionally have pregnancy pains that force me to take it a lot more easy. And so adding some of these extra projects like a rocking chair and a quilt and freezer meals and moving a desk might feel a little bit too much. And you're probably thinking, well, Jocelyn, that's nice. Those are extra things, but I'm barely even struggling to stay on top of housework. How do I give myself grace when I can't do the basics? And that's when I tell you that your body is doing an amazing, amazing things growing your baby. When we are so sick and miserable and struggling to even get by, like we're in survival mode, it can be very debilitating to our mind. But give yourself grace and realize what your body is doing. I feel like as we realize what our body is doing in this process, it can help us to find more gratitude and to give ourselves grace during these seasons. I actually have some podcast episodes about coping in survival mode, which I will put on here, but thinking through these things and realizing that this is an intentional thought process and that not everything has to be done right away is giving yourself grace. It is being okay with doing the minimum. So right now my minimum is figuring out how to get those baby clothes and excuse me, and getting the baby things that I need in my home. So that's my priority. If I can get to some of this other stuff before the baby comes, that would be so great and so awesome. But setting that deadline on myself felt heavy and felt like way too much. So don't be too hard on yourself. Give yourself grace. realize that it might be hard to do these extra things, and if they don't get done on a time frame that you think they should, don't beat yourself up, because living in that guilt keeps you stuck in negativity. It will come, and that's what I keep telling myself. Maybe it won't come before baby, but it will come. I will be able to eventually get these things done, and it's okay. And I want to tell you that too. You will be able to get the things done. It may not be in the time frame that you desire, but it's okay. Give yourself grace. You are amazing, Mama, and don't forget how amazing that body of yours is in growing that little baby, in growing your posterity, and in helping further God's plan by bringing His children into the world. God is there to help us in these endeavors. We are not meant to be alone as we shoulder the, I don't want to call it burden, but as we shoulder the responsibility of pregnancy and the beautiful gift it is. That's what we should call it. A beautiful gift, not a burden, and a precious responsibility. It's a pretty amazing gift that we have been given as women. And as we choose to look at it like that, as we choose to be intentional and give ourselves grace, it will become easier. I am cheering for you in this process. If you are close to having your baby, I encourage you to share this podcast with other women who are pregnant so that we can find all the women who are desiring to find more positivity and to shy away from negativity. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. But most of all, thank you for implementing these tips to find more positivity and happiness during your pregnancy. Until next time. Thank you for being a part of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast, for listening, for sharing, and most of all, for applying these tools into your own life to improve your own happiness so that you can find your own better thoughts for a better you in a positive pregnancy, in losing that stubborn baby weight, and becoming the mom you desire to be through taking small steps in thought and action to reach your goals. If you are a mother who has an inner desire to enjoy motherhood and pregnancy better, but you are having difficulty figuring it out, I can help you. I can help you find the small, doable steps without drastic changes to your everyday mom life. Reach out, let's connect, and let's see you move forward. My name is Jocelyn, and I thank you for listening. Until next time.